And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, December 24th, 2020. A Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from the entire Swiss America family to your family. Today we want to share a little special poem entitled A Christmas Poem for a Most Bizarre Year by David Ressler at Real Clear Markets. 'Twas the night before Christmas, all calm and serene, as moonlight bathed the marsh grass in a silvery sheen. But my spirit was troubled and lacking in cheer, for we'd come to the end of a truly bizarre year. First we'd endured a month-long impeachment trial, brought by those annoyed mainly by Donald Trump's style. Although for acquittal most senators voted, to Trump's removal would his foes stay devoted. At the year's start, our economy was quite strong, but no one foresaw how fast it'd go terribly wrong. For unseen to all, a global pandemic did loom that would bring a quick end to our decade-long boom. Hoping to avert a fate we'd all come to dread, we halted most commerce to slow the COVID spread. With shutdowns and lockdowns the world over decreed, economies collapsed with incredible speed. Policymakers quickly sprang into action, budgeting trillions to give spending some traction. The Fed did its part, setting interest rates low and vowing also to let its balance sheet grow. That these bold and quick actions did help, I'm quite sure, but the pandemic's left wounds that will surely endure. Dining and travel could take years to recover, while new ways of spending we'll surely discover. School closures and remote learning have come at a high cost, and it'll take years to make up for what our school kids have lost. The real estate market has also been altered as big cities shrink because their leaders have faltered. We'll keep meeting remotely with FaceTime or Zoom, though something gets lost when you're not in the same room. Social distance and masking have become the new norm, and we're told the virus will spread unless we conform. Daily, we heard the count of deaths and new cases, all duly sorted by region, ages, and races. Rarely, though, did the press give context or perspective, so the policy response too often proved defective. The self-righteous claimed we must follow the science and insisted their rules get total compliance. But true science is complex with many dimensions that advances through debate and often dissensions. And if a pandemic wasn't enough of a curse, late in the spring, things took a turn for the worse when Mr. George Floyd died 'neath the knee of a cop. The outrage that followed brought chaos no one could stop. Protesters and marchers in cities large and small cried out demands of equal justice for all. But too often, all that hollering and hooting gave way to lawless riots, arson, and looting. This deadly brew of disease and social unrest has put long-held traditions and norms to the test. And when we tried voting modes not used in the past, we found more ballots than ever had somehow been cast. Trump challenged the outcome through appeal and recount, but Biden's vote margin proved too wide to surmount. So early next year, a new president takes charge. Still, the challenges ahead remain just as large. Our future will again be more hopeful and bright when at last we can end this dread COVID blight. And thanks to warp speed, that day may soon arrive. And once more, in good health, we will prosper and thrive. Until next time, this is Dave Bradshaw reporting. Remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.